Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting... Oh!
Let him play!
He wins. Great steak. Smells like poop.
Honestly, like, if Urban Meyer wants to come to Connecticut, bring him on. I mean, come on. I'll take him, too.
Nia Jackson, I think, weighs 280 pounds.
Oh!
Can we isolate that clip? Nia Jackson weighs 280 pounds. Oh!
Let her play.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the big A to Z show from the Dave in the City studios in Southern California. And we're ready to roll out another one in this series that lets us connect with old friends. And we've connected with a lot of familiar voices. And some other voices you haven't heard from in some time, and tonight's edition is going to be one of those. And so our friend, who you have heard before on the show, but not in a while, we're going to bring him on, and we're going to reacquaint with a buddy of mine and buddy of everybody else's. So you probably see him on Twitter. You'll see him, in on all the memes. And with coronavirus really taking over life everywhere, I can imagine there are plenty of coronavirus memes out there on the Twitter as well. So let's just get right to it. I mean, I think this will be a first for me in some respects, in a while at least. It's been a while since I've done a show that I'm recording on a weekend, but it hasn't been done before in a couple of occasions. And so, in fact, actually, the first episode of our series was recorded on a weekend day too. But usually it's not the case. But hey, sometimes you don't even know what day it is with the way things are going right now. So why not continue in our anthology series, which takes us up to the letter I. Do you guys remember It's the Bread from the MikeFrancesa.com? Well, I got him on the show. This is great to... Let's get him on. It's been a long time. Brett, welcome back. How's it going, man?
Hey. Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, everything is... It's weird now, for sure.
Yeah, I know. Now, on the podcast, we've referred to you as John in Brooklyn. Are you still in Brooklyn right now?
Not right now. I am in upstate New York, in Shandaken, New York, near Kingston.
Okay.
Yeah, we went here for a few days to escape the city, so that I've been quarantined with my family.
Okay.
Past few weeks, pretty much. So, and we're probably gonna go back sometime tomorrow night, and then I don't know. Supposedly there's a up in the air with maybe a full travel restrictions on the tri-state area from the federal government, but we don't really know.
Yeah.
But, so after that, I'll probably be stuck in the city for a while. But
yeah,
it's interesting times, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely worried for all you guys out there. I mean, I know a lot of you fellas. I mean, not everybody's in the city specifically, but I know your family has been for a while. And now, who are you staying with at the moment? Like relatives, I think, or somebody else, or just another?
Yeah, well, we have a house up here. We've had it for a while, so we're just staying here. We go in the summer and stuff, or during breaks. So mom and dad will go more, but usually some Ellen weekends sometimes. But yeah, we're all here, my brother and my sister now, and me and my parents, and all our dogs.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, what were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, just, I was going to let you keep going, but I just wanted to say I'm glad you guys are safe. It sounds like you guys are in a good spot right now. And we'll see you.
Yeah, no one's sick. I don't know, maybe we're asymptomatic, but no one's been sick, so that's good. Hopefully we keep it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the city itself, nothing. I mean, we haven't really been directly impacted, but, like, we don't know anybody who has it yet. And like, if you look at our neighborhood in Brooklyn, in Bay Ridge and Dyker Heights in Brooklyn, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily know things are that different, like, except the main thing is a lot of stores being closed, obviously, but now that, I mean, a lot of the numbers keep climbing, so it's starting to, a lot of people are getting affected, but, I mean, it's not like, I think like, there's some people who reached out to me, like, oh my God, is everything okay? Like, so I think some people have the impression that there's, like, bodies being piled up in the streets, like, it's not that dire, but, I mean, it's pretty, it is, you know, it's bad in the hospitals. That's the main concern. Yeah. That hospitals are running out of it. And that's, I think people are kind of missed the point that that's the whole point of the quarantine stuff, staying home, so the hospitals don't get overloaded, and they're kind of at a critical point right now.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's a very good point. I think I can't be stressed enough because obviously, what would be the number like? I mean, it was 80% in the beginning. I think maybe it's even bigger than that or smaller than that. But let's say about 8 out of 10 people who were to contract coronavirus are going to end up having the flu for about 2 weeks, basically, for all intents and purposes. So
on I think so, yeah.
So, like, on the surface, it's not that bad. But the ones who – but because the rate of death and the rate of serious infection is much larger with this versus a common flu or make a seasonal flu –
Oh, yeah, right. And yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah,
I was going to say this, like, it's one thing to be like, oh, percentage, like, a small percentage of death of that or whatever, but then there's a lot of people who also get serious illnesses, and that small percentage, quote-unquote, is the millions of people, and, yeah. You know, and people are still have to go to the hospital or other things, too, so it's a capacity issue, and then especially this particular one is ventilators, and ventilators is, you know, it's hard to get, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think it's just something that people just weren't ready for, like, this kind of the scale of the this kind of a infection. I mean, the ventilator scenario is really, really scary. Now, they are starting to try to ramp up the production.
The scenario with the ventilator.
Yeah. Even in the face of this, we still do our dupisms. Too funny. Yeah. Now, I haven't been on Twitter in a long time. Have you heard from anybody on there? Like, has there been any real trends or anything that I'm just not up on? And
on Twitter? I mean, there's a lot of medical stuff on Twitter. Trying to think. I have it in front of me right now, so let's see. Medical stuff, medical news. I mean, that's been the most thing. There's nothing that I've got sports, some kind of occasional jokes and stuff. I don't think I think I heard you talking about memes before and stuff. Like, it's kind of hard to explain this meme, but it's like this meme about it's like one person, like a guy is crying on the left and he's like complaining about something, and like the person on the right is like. Just like laughs at them or something, like one of them was like, oh, like you can't, the guy on the left was like, you can't print out $2 trillion, like it'll bust our deficit, and like then the guy on the right's like, money printer go brr, like I don't know how to explain it. You can have to just see it, but
okay.
That's like one of the memes.
I'll take
the
your meme
game. Memes. Like I could send it to you, like, just so you can see what it's like. But,
you're welcome, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to explain, but yeah, that's one of the memes.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, and then on Twitter is actually kind of, I think it, well, maybe less you has been okay, but it's been kind of annoying. This is,
yeah.
I think everyone's stuck inside and everyone's just kind of at each other's throats.
Yeah,
and,
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, there's I've been going through a lot of political stuff too.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah,
kind of stressful with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is bad not having sports because this should be like the best sports, one of the best, I mean, a lot of people are saying now or maybe later in the fall, but like one of the best sports periods in the calendar. Like, you should be having opening day and should be having March Madness now. I used to be having the stretch run, basically, for the NBA and hockey. And the only thing really we got was the football free agency, and that was it.
Yeah. It is kind of weird. Like, you don't even have, like, off-season baseball right now. They suspended that, too, I think.
So. Yeah. And it's frozen. There's nothing to do. I mean, the only, like, not that it's good, but, like, I mean, who knows when it's going to get started, but it could sort of help the Yankees in a way, just because they had so many injuries. And that's one thing I've been railing against. Like, only, like, partially jokingly, but, like, just their medical staff is incompetent. They just can't diagnose anything. And, like, all of a sudden you have these injuries from months ago that show up. Like, how do you not see this? Like, so they get some more time for James Paxton and Judge and Stanton and, but I'd still rather have baseball, obviously. I'd rather have any, there's nothing. I mean, it's funny. And, like, so, you know, like, in ESPN, you know, they have, like, streak for the cash. Like, you pick, do you know that? You pick games, and you, if you have a streak, you get money. The longest streak in the month, you get money. So there's, like, you know, sports, like, they still have Belarusian hockey, Belarusian soccer, and then they have Taiwanese basketball tomorrow, and they resorted to, like, picking like, oh, what lottery number, or like, who's going to be revealed in The Masked Singer. Like, that's, like, what they're resorting to.
That is hysterical.
Like, nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah. Man. That is. Can they even do The Masked Singer, or are they just going on, or are these just old episodes from before that they did before?
I guess they're old. I really don't know much about The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
I only saw part in after the Super Bowl, I only saw part of that episode.
Okay.
And do you watch The Masked Singer?
No, no. I mean, but I know that usually has an audience, so that's why I was confused.
Yeah, I think it's popular, but yeah. But how have you been? How's LA right now? Or if you're in LA?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, it's a very similar scenario. If you're just walking around outside, it doesn't really look like there's any kind of massive pandemic around. It's just that, as you said, similar to where you were, the restaurants are all closed except for takeout operations. So,
We still have takeout.
Yeah. There are some restaurants that can execute that very nicely. Like, they're in a good spot for it. Even fancy restaurants, for example, Lowry's, the prime rib has a whole setup where you can get the whole Lowry's meal with the prime rib and the Yorkshire pudding and the salad and everything, and then just get it to go. And that's really great. But then there are other restaurants where you can't do that. Soup Plantation is the obvious one. They just closed. So we're
oh,
a little worried.
No.
I know. I don't know if they're going to make it, Brad.
Man.
That might be it.
Man, fingers crossed.
Seriously, for me too. So that sucks. So,
It's kind of same thing here, you know? I'm trying to think. I think pizza places are okay. They could do delivery. It depends. Some are better for takeout. Fast food's still open. There's not many drive-thrus in New York. But,
oh, okay.
The drive-thrus are open in other places. You just have to, you can't sit down. You just, like, you just pick it up. But that sucks. So, I know Chinese food places got hurt. This is, like, even before earlier in this, which is kind of really unfair. Like, they people wanted to avoid Chinese food.
That's
like,
kind of dumb, actually, to think about.
Yeah, but, like, that has nothing.
It's kind of like that's just being silly. Like, I don't think that's necessary. But I guess it's not surprising.
Yeah, it sucks.
It does. It really does. It's like, come on, guys. Like, we're going to take this out on Chinese restaurants.
I know. the other thing I don't get is the toilet, people getting a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah, that's nationwide.
What's that?
I don't get it. It's nationwide, too. It's like, come on. It's like,
it's a bizarre one.
What is that going to do?
Well, I saw something in, like, toilet paper companies, they're like, we'll never run out, like, in 10 years. So, like, I mean, there's no, like, rush to get it. I don't know. I don't understand.
Nah. I finally found an article about it, and they were saying that what happened was that, as in the beginning, in the beginning phases, people were hoarding it, and the reason why people were hoarding it is because they're like, some of them work. There are people who are control freaks, and they feel like when you're in a sense of panic, that's like your way of controlling things by buying a lot of toilet paper. I don't know why toilet paper is singled out, but it was just like,
I understand that. This is weird toilet paper specifically.
Yeah, it just kind of snowballed. Like, you heard other people were doing it, and then you're like, oh, I got to get some. And then it just became a huge thing.
That's true. You have to get it. Well, that's why sometimes rationing, you have to do that to avoid panic. But I know some stores were limiting you to like two at a time. But you could get around that, I guess.
No, I guess you could. They definitely have been doing that with a toilet, with the paper products. But I think, as I was reading about in some business websites, the toilet paper companies do not really want to ramp up their production because they know they have so much of it, and it's going to make people angry. But they're trying to milk it so they can keep the demand high. So it sucks, but I get it from a business standpoint. The reason why they want to do it that way is because if they just give you like all the quantities they've got and everybody starts buying it, then there's going to be just like no demand for toilet paper in Procter & Gamble, whoever it is going to be like just having like piles of toilet paper unsold like 3 months from now or whenever it is that we're...
I know, right?
Right? So,
and everyone's going to kind of fool us at that. But I guess whatever. I mean,
yeah. Did you have in on it though? Like, did you guys get to get your like 9-pack of toilet paper?
No, actually. Well, we had a decent amount. Yeah, we just got like a few rolls, like combined with other things. So like, well, we didn't really get any that many, really. But, okay. But we had enough, I guess. But
yeah.
And I don't know. We haven't stocked up too much.
Okay.
I mean, it's been okay. I mean, it's just like temporarily some days we don't have that much toilet paper, and the people are kind of rushing the meat at the local supermarket. So we have a local, I don't know if they have the chain, supermarket chain C-Town in LA.
No, I don't think so.
So I don't know how spread this chain is, but at least there's a few C-Towns in New York. So we used to have a C-Town by us, but then it became the supermarket called La Bella. So it was like an Italian supermarket almost. So like they had like Italian specialty products. So it's kind of a weird supermarket. But but in that one, like all the meat was rushed. But there's enough stuff. It's just people kind of rushed. You know, especially like a week or two ago, like it was really crowded, but I don't know. I think maybe less crowded now, but I don't know, people still want to rush. But that's, I mean, it's, but the bad thing is like when people are packed in a supermarket, you're not supposed to do just to be distanced, but.
Oh, I know. It's just kind of like when you go to a grocery store, all the rules go out the window. It's hard, right? You're trying.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
It's just like, you just have to stay out of certain aisles and wait for people to get out of the aisle, and they're all tight, and it's just like, oh my goodness. And then, that's not
fun. I've been walking my dogs, and I've been trying to distance myself from people. It's been not always lasting, but it was pretty nice in New York for a few days, so people were out a lot. But which pissed off the governor, but people are out a lot, and it was hard to. But there are also still people driving, so I had my dogs are crazy, so I was trying to get out of the way of everybody. But it's kind of hard with, you can't go into the street fully. There's still cars going, so
right.
It's hard to practice social distancing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true of any big city. Like, I think. You know, I don't live in LA proper, but I live close to there, right? But it's just there are challenges.
Oxford, right? Are you still in Oxford?
I'm not in Oxford right now. Like that's just where I'm from, but I'm in Santa Monica right now. So
Santa Monica, right?
Yeah. So I mean, obviously stuff like Third Street and the pier and the beach, they're basically empty. I think they're closed too anyway, but Even if they weren't, there weren't that many people there to begin with. So, but what we see is we got a lot of people walking around in our neighborhood during the day.
There's nothing. Other people don't know what to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, there's no park at even. You know, I think I wouldn't even be against opening the park because, I mean, are you really gonna have like thousands of people there? It's not like there's a concert or anything, like. You know, I mean,
I need something to do, I guess. Otherwise, people are going to go crazy. You know, I feel bad for parents with little kids because, like, what do you know? Little kids are going, they're probably so bored right now.
Yeah.
And I know they have remote schooling, but I think, I don't think it works that well, especially with younger kids. It's okay for colleges and stuff. I mean, I'm in law school right now, and I am going to start remote classes on Monday, but I don't know, I'll see how that goes. I'm kind of skeptical.
Well, can't you guys do like Zoom and stuff? Like, for, or is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, we have Zoom. We're going to use Zoom.
Okay.
And, so we did it once. Last week we had the classes got canceled, but we had two midterms. So those are online tests, and we had a review session for one of my classes on Zoom, and I guess that was kind of a trial run, and then that was kind of awkward. But see how it goes next week. And this week was our quote unquote spring break. didn't feel like much of a spring break.
Yeah.
And usually this week. Well, usually if I have a break. That's when we've gone to spring training, but I couldn't go this year. My spring break was really late, so my brother and my dad and I went with my two uncles to Arizona, but they went like right when they came home. We got canceled all the spring training games, so we timed it pretty
right, because that would have been, that was like 2 weeks, that was about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was good timing, but I don't know. I don't think it was necessarily wise, but everything kind of happened. Well, we kind of knew about this for a while, and it just kind of hit people pretty suddenly, I guess. When places get shutting down, you probably should have been more proactive.
Yes. Most of the people that all of us who've been on the show in the last like month or so have said the same thing. It's like, well, we could have just been more on top of this like 2 months ago, but
we should have been. And partially blame. It's hard to do, I understand, but our dear leader was not keen on acknowledging this crisis, so.
Yeah, we've talked about that too. It's just it's just irritating at this point. So let me ask. Wait, you did mention you're going to law school. Would you mind sharing with us you're going?
Sure. I'm at CUNY Law School. So CUNY is the city college system, and they have a law school. So I'm up there. I'm in my second year.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure what I want to do, but I'm thinking maybe immigration or family law. So,
well, look at this.
I'll see how that goes.
I can have you rep like people that in my family too. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I just don't. The problem is I don't speak Spanish, so I could learn it. But
that's the easiest foreign language, in my opinion, to learn.
I assume it's doable. So.
Yeah, I mean, as they say, you write it how you say it. So. Just put on like Telemundo for a while.
That's probably the best way there for any language.
Yeah.
And, like just hear people speak it and practice it.
Yeah. And then, I think you'd be, that would be, you're definitely going to need to do that if you're going to get into that top subject. So that's pretty wild. So as it turns out, you've already answered one of the questions that Junkman sent because he said, this is how long it's been since.
Oh, it's junk for me. Is this still on Blog Talk Radio?
No, we're not on Blog Talk anymore. Good question. Hey, really, that's how long it's been. I stopped doing Blog Talk in 2015. So that was So yeah, I guess I've been off that for a while. And I tried to do like YouTube on live, but then the content messages were killing me, so I stopped doing that too. So now I just record it. So but I missed the Blog Talk Radio. It was fun. Like we had the chat.
That was fun.
It was good.
Yeah, I remember it had some kind of awkwardness sometimes, but it was fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Like
yeah, I remember you couldn't it would glitch sometimes. Yeah. I don't know if I called it after since then, but it's been a while.
I don't remember either. So you know what? So anyway, the question that Junkie was gonna ask you that you already answered, was what do you wanna be when you grow up, of course. You're already an adult, but
yeah.
But you answered that question, so
that's pretty funny.
I know. Let me see if I got this. I'm gonna peel this up. See if this brings back memories for you. One second. I think I'll pop it up here. Then we used to do that song at the end of. How do you do? Yeah.
What was the band? I forget their name.
Oh, Mouth and McNeil. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can probably do that. Let me see if I can jump on that. I was trying to find the vid music. I can't find it. I don't know.
You know that I the first thing I thought of when it was announced as like COVID-19 was that was the first thing I thought of.
Oh, that is good.
So, you know, they have the pictures of the virus, like the shape of the molecules that are, so I was thinking of, like, the monkey suit as the face on the molecule.
the gorilla on top.
The gorilla city.
That is awesome. That it's tough not to see. I know Fiddle made a little pun on that, too. That actually is pretty funny. Oh, that's good.
But unfortunately, this COVID does not like Sioux Plantation, so putting Sioux Plantation out of business—that's damn.
That stinks. I know, because I can't see them recovering from that. Like, they're going to be closed for like a month and a half, at least, maybe longer than that.
I know. I'm hoping, once it. Everything opens up again, and maybe government money and people going back, it'll help some places. But I don't know. It's really tough.
I mean, I know that they're going to be, some mom and pops that they probably will tend to first, and businesses. But Sioux Plantation is not going to. The problem is, I don't know if they're going to be high on the priority list. So, no, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. You know, that location that I've been going to for years has been around almost, it had to have been at least 30 years. It has to have been about 30 years. 30 years over there in Brentwood. I mean, that's a long time for that kind of a restaurant. So I hate to see it go because it's healthy. You know, it's good. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a restaurant? I'm sad too. It's like, from time to time I think about it. So, but you can't do a buffet right now. Like, it just isn't going to happen. So they have no choice. Like, you can't do a buffet this time.
Yeah, it's unrealistic. Yeah. It's not going to happen. So.
Yep.
But what have you been up to in the quarantine time?
Let me answer that question in a moment after we take a break for this song.
Okay.
Is that sounding familiar to you?
Yep.
I love how we all sang along to the song in the chat.
Yeah.
Let's just pop this up here really quick.
How do you do? I thought why not, then I'll just me and you. And then we can, then I'll just listen. Before
That's good. Oh, we'll cut it off there. That was good. Yeah, I mean, how do you do? That was good. So, what have I been up to? I've been on the Netflix a lot, and I've watched almost all of the entire Stranger Things series. I'm just down to the last half of the third season, and I'll be caught up at that, you know, by the end of the night. I'll be caught up because I'm gonna finish it tonight, and that's a fun show. But the first season was the best season. I don't know if you have you watched that show yourself.
No, I haven't. I know about it. I've never watched it.
Yeah, it's
that was like the 80s, right? The kids in the 80s and like horror stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like exactly. It's like. It kind of has a lot of Stephen King in the mix. It has a lot of the Goonies in the mix, a lot of that sort of thing. So the first season was great. Like, it was just like an epic type of suspense movie, but it just happened to go for like 8 hours because it's a TV series. But then the next two seasons are not quite on the same level, and I couldn't imagine they could match that anyway. So I'll be interested to talk about the show with someone else who's seen it. And I can share some thoughts, but it's a good show. I think you would enjoy it. Yeah, like if you like the good.
Yeah, it's on my list, but we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
Probably students since they're a lot locked in.
Yeah, there's a lot of time, but you know, you're to your point about boredom. It's like even if you have all these things to watch, you're gonna still get tired of it after a while. So then you need to take a break and do something else, and so. Getting outside is good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What else? So I mean, I did crack open some albums. I started listening to those. I've gone to my YouTube subscriptions. Some of those channels are still putting out episodes, so I don't think that's going to be impacted. But biggest of all, besides work, of course, I'm working too. And I'm also doing the show. Which I think has been very helpful. Like,
yeah, that's good. Something to do.
Yeah, it was an interesting challenge when I was faced with the sports shutdown in the beginning. Like, I was like, "Well, what is my show is sports? Like, what am I gonna do for like?"
What you talking about? Yeah, that's true.
Let's say
there was no shutdown of everything. Do you think the Lakers are gonna win, or I guess they still could? But
yeah, great question. Yeah, I felt really good about their chances. I had been thinking for a while that the Clippers were the team that was gonna win it, but man, the Lakers were gonna be right there. I thought that
I know
it was gonna be definitely one of the two. So that much I knew.
I thought they were. Really good, as long as Anthony Davis stayed healthy and it seemed like he was. So
yeah, that was awesome. Like he never really did have any serious injuries. He'd be held out for a couple of games, and you know
they were good at resting everybody. It seemed like
they haven't fooled around with that. You're absolutely right, because LeBron too. They rested him a number of games, so I couldn't be happier. It was just the best season they've had this entire. Pretty much the best season they've had since the three-peat era. It was really good. It's a shame.
Yeah, that's true. It's got to be true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess since... Well, I guess Saul and Kobe era too, I guess.
Yeah, I think maybe we could say that it's the best team they've had, for sure. The best team they've had since their last championship 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
definitely true.
Yeah, I think what made me a true believer in them is their defense. That team played such good team defense, and the numbers bear it out. They were one of the best teams in defensive efficiency all year. Their defensive rating was fantastic, and I was like, this is why they're going to have a chance. I kept saying it over and over. Like, this team is playing great defense. LeBron's playing at a high level on defense. And, you know, you already know the deal with Davis. He's already a great defender. Always has
been. Yeah.
And so it's just, you're right. It was just kind of like, man, that's a bummer. you know, after they beat the Clippers. I think that was not the last game they played. The last game they played, get ready for this, was against the Nets. And, of course, the Nets had four guys tested for coronavirus after the fact.
Oh, yeah, right.
So,
during it. At least the Gobert, that was the funniest. I mean, I don't know, maybe that funny.
No,
but
I think you can laugh. You can laugh at it now because it's like what a buffoon. I mean, the guy's like touching on the mics, and then not only a couple days later, and he gets to be positive for.
Of course, that actually might have what started the shutdown for everybody because like that's when it became really real for a lot of people, and the NBA started shutting down. I know all the sports leagues pretty much, like that one day, it was like a Wednesday or something, like all started shutting down, and then I think that same day, later that day, all the CUNY system, all the schools shut down, and so maybe the Gobert saved some people by forcing the issue down early.
Yeah, I do agree with that, and I think that in a lot of ways, he may have actually done us a favor, even though it was a stupid thing to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was – I know I saw like, a lot of Jazz players are pissed at him, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he was having a great season, too. He was
– yeah.
Probably a big reason the Jazz had a good year, but I don't know. Yeah. People are idiots, but –
yeah, I mean I'm seeing that is not just this, you know, that's not just one place or another. We're kind of seeing this worldwide. A lot of countries have been slow to respond, but I just want to stay on the Jazz for a second. Were you very interested to see how much better the Jazz were playing up to that point without who was it? The guy they traded from Memphis. Conley, isn't it? Wasn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah.
It's just funny. Yeah, that I
was in a fantasy league and I got Conley, and I wasn't a Conley believer, but he really didn't do much in this year. And they did pretty well. I guess Donovan Mitchell was for real. Some people didn't think he was for real, but he had a good year. And I haven't really followed them close enough to like say what everything has worked for them, but they're pretty good. And Gobert had a really good year. I know Ingles was pretty good. I think I had him in fantasy too, so you know.
Yeah.
He started off slow, but he had a better second half, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have been an interesting team. I don't think they would have beaten any of the top three in the West.
I think it would have come down to the LA teams. And I think in the East, Milwaukee was. They were probably going to win, but they're probably an LA team versus Milwaukee. It seemed
that way. I thought about the Heat for a bit, but then they just started playing
enough.
Yeah, it was starting.
The only way I think Milwaukee is losing it is if there's like a theory that Giannis he could be stopped in the playoffs. I thought he was. He'd be have a real breakout postseason, and I thought Milwaukee was better. But I don't know what happened in the finals. I probably would go with the Western winner, so I probably would go with the Lakers. But
yeah, it was very. It really looked good for the Lakers. That's what about Toronto? Didn't you think Toronto could have been in the mix, or did you think that maybe?
They could be in the mix. I didn't know them. I didn't watch Toronto closely, but I felt maybe with them a little. I mean, they're good. I just think Milwaukee was probably, without Kawhi, I guess, like the edge to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I think it's just a matter of, whether Siakam is going to be the go-to guy in a playoff scenario.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be able to, but, I mean, he's having a great year, but.
Yeah. I don't know either. That's what would have been so fascinating about it, because it's like we could find out, especially if they do resume. Cuban had a really optimistic projection of mid May, and probably not going to do that. But
I don't think so. In June, I think in early June, maybe.
I think June's got a chance right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, right? So
that would be, if all the sports are going in June, that would be a wild sports.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's probably too much to hope for, but that could be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a heck of a, that would be some June, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, do you think do you think they would do it without fans in the beginning? Probably, right?
Maybe. They might start it that way, see how it goes.
Yeah.
But I think no one really knows. I think that's what bothers a lot of people. I mean, even me, it's like, just so we don't know a lot.
Yeah.
This isn't like, even like a storm or something, like, you could be like, all right, it's going to be over in a few days. You have to forecast, and this is just guessing, really, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of it depends on what people do, too, with their own actions, so.
Yeah, you're right. That is frustrating. And I've had Tommy on recently, and we talked about, like, what the impact is on, like, being able to go to the movies, which you can't do either. Yeah, so even the movies themselves have stopped because the theaters are closed. Yeah, so.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be, James Bond got moved back. A lot, well, everything really got moved back. I'm trying to think of the big movies that are coming out, like, what else? Some superhero stuff, I guess. The Black Widow movie. I don't know, I forgot what else. But, like, yeah, you can't even. The movie is a distraction, but I guess streaming stuff, but I like going to the movies, so
yeah,
that was a shame.
Too. It's this, going to the theater to see a new movie is always fun, so I don't know. That was,
I wish I got to see 1917 in theaters before the shutdown.
Oh man, yeah, you would have enjoyed it.
I know it's not, it's probably not the same, like, at home, and I had planned to see him, and everything just, I got shut down.
Yeah.
I'll see it. I just missed that. And, maybe when everything resumes, it'll be in theaters, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, they could always, have a re-release. It's happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I try to run. And when I run, I have to run outside, and I have to I'm looking at people, I'm carefully scanning, and I have to run around people, and go down across to the side of the street, and run on the other side of the street. So, do you get to do any exercise yourself when you're outside, or just go for a walk even?
I walk my dogs around the block, and, I don't have much exercise besides that. Although my sister just ordered a small trampoline and an exercise bike, so he's been using that.
Cool. Okay.
So that I guess will be your exercise, and it's been pretty neat, I guess.
That is cool. And I think as long as you guys continue to be able to do that and eat good healthy meals and stay healthy, you're probably good to go. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I need to get going right now, but
you're gonna go. Wait, let me ask you one more question then from the job
band
before I get you back to your life. Okay, here it is. Are you ready? All right. So he asks, would you rather live 1 year without a car or 1 year without a cell phone?
1 year without a car. I would prefer 1 year without a car. I don't drive much, so. I can make do with that car.
Yeah.
I don't know, cell phone. I mean, I'd be able to make do with that cell phone, but it would be more of an inconvenience to me, I'd say.
Yeah. No, I got you there. I think it would be easy for me, too. Easier to go a year without a car, but certainly where you live is even easier than that, because assuming that you were back in Brooklyn for that year. You're right. Like, you don't even. Would you even use a car? Do you even use a car anyway? Like, are you guys? Do you guys drive very much?
We don't need it, but to go upstate, we use it. And my dad, his office now. He, a few years ago, I moved to Staten Island, so he drives there. So I sometimes will help my dad at work doing some paralegal kind of stuff. So we, okay. If we go to work, we drive in. But so I guess for that, we need it. But I mean, I personally don't drive much. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, but it's also going to be tough, I'd say. Yeah. As long as they have internet, internet access is the most important thing. I need that.
Oh, yeah. For the next couple of months. Oh, my gosh. If there's an internet outage.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I don't know what we do.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. It's like losing a leg right now. Dude, that's...
Yeah, thank God. Well, someone is saying that, imagine this happened a few decades ago, like, it'll be tougher. Well, I guess, and for better or worse, we have better, like, Skyping and Zooming and all that technology. Although, I don't know about my laptop. I don't know if the camera's not working on my laptop for some reason. Couldn't figure that out. It's kind of annoying.
The what isn't working?
The camera on my laptop is not working.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Just get a webcam. Like, just get a Logitech webcam and just attach it with USB.
Yeah, that might be better.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know if that goes to figure all that out.
All
right. I'll send you that. I don't know if it's... I'll send you that meme I was talking about.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to, like, describe. But... all right, but I'd be down to go on the show again.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, to be in the mix. It'd be great to be in a group, kind of talking about the Yankees or whatever.
Oh, you know what? No, Cap has his own podcast now. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, right? Yeah.
So
I need to listen to that.
If you could always come on with us or come on with him, and he'll have groups too. So
yeah, to be more in the mix with the podcast.
That'd be fun. And if we do a playoff scenario, I'll have you on for that too, because I think that'd be fun to break that down.
Yeah, definitely.
Brad, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. It's been a while. So
yeah.
Continued safety and health, my friend.
You too.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Bye. Take it easy. That's our friend, the Bread Man. It's the Bread. John in Brooklyn. Chilling with his family right now, and that's good. It's good that he's safe. So we thank him for joining us again. And, you know, we'd lost touch, but this will certainly be the revival of his times on the show. Looking forward to having him back way sooner than however long that was. It felt like 8 years, but always a blast. So we're glad that you got a chance to listen to that, too. Thanks so much again to John. And we say goodnight. I'm Dave Medina. You can find us on Twitter at DidCal. And if I figure out what John's meme is, I'll retweet that too. Good night. We'll see you next time.